soundtracked by the spring cicadas and the roar of roller coasters and preseason testing. It's peaceful, and Emery Dawson stands like the storm showers that will rain us all out. I can't look away from him. I know I should. I know I'm playing with fire by being in the same vicinity as him. My lawyer would be shooting daggers at me, literally and figuratively. But that's why I didn't tell him Mr. Rollercoaster was coming to Honeywood Fun Park this week, or that I had a meeting with him. I can handle this on my own, I think. He turns in my direction. I feel my hand tighten around the clipboard by my hip, the same hip that's been giving me problems for a few days now. I might only be 29 years old, but the injury aged my pelvis too many years. It's supposed to rain this week, which is why it's twinging. But even if the forecast were favorable, I think my body can sense that it's in danger just by looking at Mr. Rollercoaster. He is eerily out of place. He has a haircut that must have cost hundreds, and we have a 50-year-old bear animatronic with matted fur and a goofy smile. He probably owns a high-rise apartment in a city with a million people, and yet we're surrounded by tall Georgia pines in a town with 4,000 citizens on a good year. He looks away. I don't think he saw me. Of course, the pompous man didn't. He probably wouldn't notice anything beyond that beautiful scowl of his. I would be relieved he overlooked me, but I'll be in a boardroom with him in less than an hour anyway, discussing the Grizzlies' renovations. Fred, our park's general manager, knows about my lawsuit. Who doesn't in this town? I'm practically walking around with a scarlet letter on me, except the A is for accident, or it's a B for bless her heart. When Fred asked if I would meet with Emery Dawson beforehand and teach him about our park, I said it wouldn't be an issue. But that was before he turned up, looking like this. I don't know what I was thinking. Was it pride? Wanting to prove something to myself? I can't even remember. Heck, I've lost track of what I'm doing right now. I look down at my small grocery bag full of littered cups and balled-up park maps. It starts to slack. I've been walking the midway for cleanup. My hands are full of garbage. I look like a raccoon, scavenging for dinner. Of course I'm holding trash when I meet the king of roller coaster design. I technically shouldn't be looking out for trash as the marketing manager. It's a park services job. But you can always distinguish a seasoned rides team member by the way they treat the main entrance through the park, the midway. And as a former rides supervisor, the midway will always be my baby. I would swaddle it if I could. I was moved to the marketing department after my accident. I'd graduated college with a degree in journalism, so it was a logical progression. The only reason I hadn't moved immediately after graduation was because my love for roller coasters overpowered any career paths I had in mind. I've been obsessed with Honeywood Fun Park since the moment I passed through those gates when I was 3 years old. I've been told three is too young to remember something like that, but they don't know what they're talking about. It is my earliest memory. Maybe the park imprinted on me werewolf style. There have been weirder imprints, looking at you, Stephanie Meyer. Regardless, I knew from that moment, this was my destiny. All of it intrigued me, the sound of roller coasters roaring on the tracks, the warm hug from the mascot, Buzzy the Bear, the smell of Honeywood's signature all-day pancakes wafting from the in-park restaurant. I loved it all, even when I got a job at 16, even when I started cleaning the blacktop of the midway, trash bags and all. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a cup lid I must have missed. I bend to take it, but before my hand reaches it, another much larger hand grabs the lid instead. The wrist is defined and sharp with corded veins and adorned by a watch containing so many intricate pieces inside the transparent face that I'm positive it must have cost well above my recent paycheck, even with the managerial increase. I follow the arm's length to the crisp, rolled-up white sleeves, to the forearm littered with subtle brown hair. I admire the way the fabric clings to his broad shoulders. Don't drool, or...